This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In southeast Montana, coal seam fires are burning with temperatures soaring past 100 degrees and vegetation drying into tinder, creating the perfect environment for smoldering underground coal to become raging wildfires. The Remington Fire, which started in Wyoming last summer and became Montana's largest wildfire of 2024 at just under 200,000 acres, has left a combustible legacy. The wildfire burned about 200,000 acres but ignited more than 100 new coal seam fires, which continue to burn and bank and smolder. Powder River County Assistant Fire Chief Clint Peterson used a thermal imaging drone last month to survey the Remington Fire burn scar and identified 107 new burning coal seams. Those underground fires now sit like unattended campfires of hot coals, just waiting for the right wind to ignite new wildfires. Assistant Fire Chief Peterson said, "We had one here the other day of a recent 5-acre fire that sparked from a coal seam on Bureau of Land Management land. It was on a coal seam that we knew about, rough red shale, I think I called it. One of the hottest burning coal seams is in southern Powder River County. People can look down into the coal seam through the surface rock and see glowing coals of fire, burning close to 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit, close to the temperature at which a forge burns. The coal seam is burning that hot, but even the surface temperatures are 300 to 700 degrees Fahrenheit. There also are dozens of underground seams of coal in northeast Wyoming, which can smolder for years before something kicks them up to create a surface fire. After hundreds of thousands of acres burned during last year's wildfire season in Montana and Wyoming, state and local wildfire officials have said many more may have been started. Peterson, who flies a drone equipped with a $25,000 thermal imaging camera, explained how shifting wind patterns can turn dormant, hot coal seams into active threats. Peterson said, "When we get a wind shift for a few days, you know, like it's been out of the west for quite a while, and then we get east wind or something, I think the vent holes become the exhaust hole," he said. "They switch directions, and it's just glowing over the top of those intake holes now, where they become exhaust holes. I think that that kind of flares them up." Surface vegetation also contributes to the coal seam wildfire relationship. Sagebrush, yucca, and trees serve as natural fuses once roots grow down to touch burning coal seams and create new ignition points. Plants and trees' roots can grow down to reach the hot coal seam, creating a touch point from which a fire ignites. Fire officials call it a circular cycle. Wildfires expose new coal seams, which then smolder underground until vegetation and wind conditions align to spark new surface fires, which in turn ignite more coal seams. Custer County, Montana Fire Warden Corey Cheguis recalled the aftermath of previous wildfires that exposed hundreds of new burning coal seams. "I think it was somewhere over 300 new coal seams were reported in the Short Draw fire," he said, referring to a blaze that burned along the Wyoming-Montana border. "Those are all just sitting out there waiting for a windy day to take them away." The Short Draw fire began September 11th of last year north of Gillette, Wyoming, and quickly spread into Powder River County, Montana. The wildfire ultimately burned 35,000 acres across both states on state, federal, and private lands. It's also incredibly difficult to extinguish underground coal seam fires. Cheguis says, "There are ways to actually put them out, but it costs money and excavation," Cheguis explained. About 10 years ago, several coal seam fires were permanently extinguished. Cheguis said, "It cost roughly darn near $1 million. They actually excavated, hauled out the coal, filled in, and then reclaimed ground. The scope of the problem becomes even more daunting when considering the resources available to combat coal seam fires." Cheguis is the only full-time paid firefighter covering Custer County's 3,700 square miles outside of Miles City. Montana and Wyoming counties now are working to develop comprehensive mapping programs to identify and track underground coal seam fires, to identify the threats that they can ignite new surface wildfires. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.